Right now, panel time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Mo, this week we read about an Italian power company called Power Gen Italia. This company caught the attention of several people online. Want to guess why?
Sure.
Oh, you want me to tell you? Because it says Power Genitalia.
Exactly, polygenitalia.com. It's really important that when you choose a web address for your website, you run it by a group of eighth grade kids.
That was the whole problem with Kim Jong-il and his typo dongs.
Yeah.
His missiles. Seriously, you should have checked.
Obviously, the people at software company IP Anywhere forgot to do that. And then, of course, there's the people who make custom pens at penisland.com.
Yeah.
Or the artists at the company called speedofart.com.
Speed of Art.
Also may have wanted to think that over.
It sounds kind of, with the right accent, it sounds like a pretty Italian name. Genitalia.
That and a little massage, that'll...
Buonasera, Genitalia.
They didn't hear it, but apparently Bush whispered that as well. Which explains the flailing of the arms.
Coming up, President Bush uses another four-letter word in public for the first time. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. Support for our Charlotte show was provided by Arkadeck, America's deck builder, featuring custom-designed and built decks, screened porches, sunrooms, gazebos, and pergolas. Dealer location online at arkadeck.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, online at mott.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. Hefty, maker of the Hefty One Zip, a food storage bag designed to close the first time every time, and TLC, presenting The Messengers, 10 men and women, turn life-altering journeys into messages of hope. Tomorrow night at 10, 9 Central, on TLC. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR, National Public Radio.